Now, to continue our conversation about brain fog, Dr. Vivian Brown, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, one of Canada's top Women of Influence Award recipients, and author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, joins us. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. And I wanted to give you some strategies today to cope with brain fog. Last week, we talked about the fact that estrogen is fuel for the brain. It can affect our cognitive processing, such as memory, learning, and executive function. And what we know is it also influences mood and well-being when it acts on serotonin and other neurotransmitters. So if we're experiencing brain fog, and about two-thirds of women do report cognitive symptoms in perimenopause and menopause, what are some of the strategies to cope? Well, last week I told you that exercise was really important, and that is absolutely true. It increases your endorphins, it increases your serotonin, and it may help you feel a lot better. Vitamin D is important because we know it affects the immune system, and it does have an effect on brain as well. But some other strategies are things that you can do, and that may help you so that you're less anxious and less stressed about the fact that you are a bit distracted and having trouble with concentration. For example, we always take pride in the fact that we are multitasking. We're doing more than one thing at a time, but that impairs our focus and our memory. So stop multitasking. Concentrate on what you're doing when you're doing it, and then move on to the next thing. So shut off the radio when you're driving. Concentrate on your driving. Do one thing at a time, and you may find that you function much better. If you have a presentation, you may want to write things down on index cards, even if in the past you were able to do it without the index cards. Again, it will make you less anxious and less stressed about the work you have to do. I think it's really important to get organized and get rid of the clutter that's around you. That can be physical clutter on your desk, in your kitchen, around your house, and it can also be clutter on your laptop. Get rid of what you don't need so that you're not having to go back and recheck things over and over again. And finally, you can use imagery or tricks to help remember names. If you're meeting someone for the first time, for example, give yourself a bit of a history of this person or something that's important about them so that you'll help yourself remember their name when you have a context to put them in. You know, generally, Marilyn, brain fog and memory lapses plateau and they do get better. And that makes us feel a lot more confident when we're having a tough day. But what we do know is that healthy lifestyle, diet, exercise, maintaining social connections will all help to maintain our normal patterns. And that's what we want to do. We want to normalize the patterns so that things are familiar, and then we'll do better when it comes to brain fog around menopause.
Dr. Brown, thank you for that useful advice in clear language so we can deal with brain fog. Anyone who wants to take charge of their health and have a GPS to move forward in a straight line and deal with issues that are affecting them, remember the name of the book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging by Dr. Vivian Brown. Ask for it at your local bookstore, look for it on Amazon, or log on to drvivianbrown.com. Or if you wish a special signed copy, call me, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. Thanks, Dr. Brown.
Thank you, Marilyn.